Second Chronicles, Chapter 32. After these things, and the establishment of them, Sennacherib king of Assyria came, and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fortified cities, and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were outside the city, and they did help him. So there were gathered many people together, who stopped all the fountains, and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come, and find much water?" Also he strengthened himself, and built up all the wall that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall outside, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made weapons and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spoke encouragingly to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed by the king of Assyria, nor by all the multitude that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us, and to fight our battles." And the people encouraged themselves by the words of Hezekiah king of Judah. After this did Sennacherib king of Assyria send his servants to Jerusalem, but he himself laid siege against Lachish, and all his forces with him, unto Hezekiah king of Judah, and unto all Judah that were at Jerusalem, saying, "Thus says Sennacherib king of Assyria, on what do you trust, that you remain in the siege in Jerusalem? Does not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, 'The Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria'? Has not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, 'You shall worship before one altar, and burn incense upon it'? Know you not what I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands in any way able to deliver their lands out of my hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed, that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of my hand? Now therefore let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you in this way, neither yet believe him, for no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand, and out of the hand of my fathers, how much less shall your God deliver you out of my hand?" And his servants spoke yet more against the Lord God, and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to revile the Lord God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, "As the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of my hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of my hand." Then they cried with a loud voice in the language of Judah unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall, to frighten them, and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And they spoke against the God of Jerusalem, as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of man. And for this cause Hezekiah the king, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz, prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel, who cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he had come into the house of his God, sons that came forth of his own body struck him down there with the sword. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem, and precious gifts to Hezekiah king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from that time on. In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and prayed unto the Lord, and he spoke unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah returned not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up, therefore there was wrath upon him, and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceedingly great riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for shields, and for all manner of costly articles. Storehouses also for the increase of grain, and wine, and oil, and stalls for all manner of animals, and folds for flocks. Moreover, he provided himself cities, and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him very great possessions. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper water outlet of Gihon, and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works. However, regarding the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who were sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him, to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the upper sepulchres of the sons of David, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh his son reigned in his stead.